This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. You know what I mean? No, I'm not joking. Seriously, don't be part of the problem. There's just so much going on. So much that they need help, but so much that you could get involved and get engaged with locally. You want to be involved in your local politics, you really want to be a lot. I mean, there's a lot of crazy people out there that think they know better than you what should be done, how local politics should be done. So, again, get involved in the conversation. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, so much you can be involved with. All right. I just want to get to the stories. If you head up to my website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Again, you can, if you want notices when the show is going to start, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And then that way there, you know, seriously, you can get notice before the show starts. You can decide to watch, not watch, whatever you want to do. As they say, it's all good. All right. California. God, where to start? There's so much going on in this state. Just, I don't even know where to start most of the time. But right now, there's a CNN reporter who's quite upset, right, that prison inmates are fighting California fires, but they're not getting any love, but they're not getting any love for you. You know what I'm saying? They're often denied firefighting jobs after their release. Now, I don't know what's, maybe some of them are doing, because they get early release, they get credit when they're in there. Maybe they don't want to be firefighters. I don't know. But, you know, when you think about these fires that we're having, we have, we don't have an endless supply of firefighters. These guys do a great job. I mean, and they're lesser convicts, if you would. And when an unexpected firefighting crew appeared at a cul-de-sac of a retired couple where the fire broke out, well, not broke out, it was right behind their home, and then the house was saved, the firefighters, they found out later on, were not from the fire department. A lot of people in my area, when these fires are over, they want to take food to the firefighters. They want to do something to show their appreciation. The one lady said, I don't think we'd have our home if it wasn't for the 26 individuals. Now, California employs over 3,100 inmates as part of the state's conservation camp program. It provides critical support for state and federal agencies who have to respond to these emergencies, such as wildfires and floods and other disasters. The 2,100 have been over 2,100 have been trained to fight fires. Now, the thing about this, or the interesting thing about this, is you really think they'd be convicted murderers if they would allow doing this? But a lot of these guys get time shaved off of their service. I mean, off of their jail time. Now, the CNN reporter wants to weigh the role that firefighting inmates play. And then thinking about, you know, the scrutiny that should go along with this. When you think of their extensive training, she said, and heroic efforts, inmates are often denied roles in the department after they release because of their felony records. These inmates go through training, then they want to go on and pursue additional training, and the doors close to them. Now, California Assemblywoman Eloy Reyes, who introduced a bill earlier this year, she wanted to ease the restriction on ex-convicts. But, you know, you have to look at, I mean, again, the way California does these things, the way they do these laws, the way they pass this legislation, there's always a million holes in there. Right? I mean, most of these firefighting departments require that these firefighters have EMT licenses, which is kind of hard to acquire for a felon. Because if they have to, depending on what they're in for, I mean, if they have to administer drugs and maybe they're in for a drug crime, kind of hard to put them in front of it again, right? Make it easily accessible. But they're talking about the need for firefighters growing as the climate crisis gets worse. So right there is where you lose me. Right there is where I am over. I'm done. So the reason we need to hire more convicts, the reason we need to hire more firefighters is because of climate change. No, it's not. It's because you guys, you eco-freaks in California, you won't allow the government, well, you won't allow the foresting people to clean up the forest, the wooded areas, the heavily grassed areas. I mean, you look at the stuff, the grass is 4 feet tall around some of these stanchions. And those electrical stanchions, I mean, how is it several of the fires we were told started because of a down power line, but the power was out for hours before or an hour before or before the fire started? I'm just asking. I mean, earlier this week, there was 26 million people from California to Arizona under red flag warnings where high winds and fire problems. And those firefighters were combating blazes all over the place. And a lot of them were inmates. A lot of them were convicts, if you would. Well, if they're from San Francisco, I don't know. They can't call them those names anymore. So Governor Newsom signed a bill recently that would help prisoners assist in emergency responses. But it does stop just short of allowing them to become full-fledged firefighters. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about that, but heck, under certain circumstances, I don't see why they can't be. I don't see why you wouldn't allow them. And again, I don't know all the ins and outs here. I have a small clue. And I mean a small clue. Well, California Governor Newsom, again, he's using homeless crisis to overturn the will of the voters. But that's nothing new. Why are you upset? Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Listen to Real Fellow, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. A lot going on. Head up to the website. Always a pleasure to have you. But if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a big donation button there. We want you to do a donation from time to time. Always a good idea to help the show out, seriously, on a regular basis. And then, again, like some of the stories. Add some comments. Just get engaged. Get involved. Take a few minutes. All right. I'm stuck on California tonight. I don't know what to tell you. An attorney blasts the California Governor Newsom for using the homeless crisis to overturn the will of the voters. He doesn't need a homeless crisis. He does whatever he wants to, how he wants to do anyhow. Right? Attorney Jim Breslow said Wednesday that the California governor, Gavin Newsom, overturned the will of the California voters by using the homeless crisis as an excuse to impose statewide rent control. I told you guys about this a while back where he was hinting and blaming Donald Trump for the crisis. I'll tell you how in a minute. They couldn't get statewide rent control approved by the voters. Right? They said voters. The voters of the state said no. You know, they constantly call Trump the bully, the dictator, whatever. Now, Breslow published the Fox News op-ed this week, noted that California voters in November 2018 basically defeated a statewide ballot initiative that would have enforced rent control statewide. So the voters said no. This is exactly what I was saying earlier, though. But the Democrat, the head Democrat, said, oh, you know what? You're not too swift. You don't know what you're talking about. We're going to do this anyway. Even though you voted against it, we're going to do it anyway. When he stole the money from the transportation tax, $5 billion, the voters, we screamed about this. We said he's not going to use it for that. He's going to take it. He's going to use it for something else. They're notorious for doing this. And what are the voters, the Democrat voters, do? They give it to him again so he can steal more money. According to Breslow's op-ed, the measure was rejected by a 20-point margin, and every county in the state except for San Francisco voted it down. San Francisco, doesn't it figure? Although Newsom previously opposed the initiative, the former lieutenant governor and mayor of San Francisco changed his position, and he plans to sign the statewide rent control law. Now, even though the people said they didn't want it, like I said, we're having the same problem that Brexit has. The legislators don't care what you think. They don't care what you got going. They are not interested. Breslow wrote in the op-ed, progressives assert that the homeless crisis is due in large part to housing shortage, and that the best way to address the shortage is with rent control. The new law also protects tenants from eviction without good reason. What the heck would a good reason be? How about not paying the rent? That'd be a good reason, wouldn't it? He was on Fox and Friends, and he said that what would solve the housing shortage is a free market solution. Why did you have to bring that into it? You know they're going to make them crazy. Their eyes are going to pop. But it's true. He said the reason we have a housing shortage is because we have way too much control on building housing in California to begin with. That there needs to be, sympathy for mental health and addictive issues among the homeless. Stop regulating the crud out of everything. Allow people to build what they need to build. Allow developers to do the job they need to do. I don't understand what's wrong with you people. You think you have an answer for everything, and then when it goes wrong, it's somebody else's fault. This is starting to become, I shouldn't say, it's not the mantra of the left. It's the M.O. of the left now. In California, anyway. Every time something goes wrong, even though the Republicans have absolutely no control over it, it's the fault of the Republicans, the way they message things. If we were so good at messaging, you would own a seat in California, not a one. Anyway, I'll show you how crazy some people are. Students at Birmingham University in New York, they held a die-in to protest a perceived lack of transparency in the school's endowment investments. I mean, a die-in. How about a sit-in at the board meeting? How about you make yourself constructive? Tell them what it is that you're looking for. Lay it out. Let them either make fun of you or tell you it's true or tell you, yeah, they're willing to do it. But the students at Birmingham University in New York, they held a die-in. They're going to protest the alleged lack of transparency in the school's funding foundation. Now, one group suspects that they're investing in fossil fuels. Fossil fuels kill people. Don't you know that? At least that's what they say. Die-ins are a type of protest where participants lie on the ground as if they were dead, trying to bring attention to the cause that's related to death. The protest was hosted by a group called Divest Bing. One of its members, Elizabeth Nuttig, She told the local newspaper that the that in addition to calling it for more transparency, the school's endowment investments, DeVest Bing, is also protesting investments into stuff that literally kills people. Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't have fossil fuels and you can't light your heater at night, I mean, you're going to die. So the lack of fossil fuel in that case is going to kill you. You know, our school district where I'm at, they did a good thing. They have solar panels on the schools, which is a great idea. Sorry, it for some of you who think that, green doesn't work, it does in some cases. So we have enough solar panels that could provide almost all the electricity the school needs for the day. And we live in sunny California. So they get plenty of use. I mean, they get plenty of use. So when we had the power outages, we had to tell the schools, you know, that's it. We're going early because we don't have power. Now, the idiot in the room, me, said, why do we not have power? We have solar panels all over the place at every school. First response was, it doesn't work that way. Like, okay, great. What way does it work? So apparently what happens with these solar panels, if, you know, the agreement most agencies make, is they send the power back into the grid. It's DC power. We need AC power. But we send the power back into the grid, and then we buy it back from the electric company for a lot less money. So I'm thinking we need to change that. I'm thinking we need to, and so do other districts. If you're going to use that power, you know, California wants to go all green, no problem. You help us pay for, or you pay for, those solar panels, and we'll keep sending that power back into the grid until we need it. When we need it, we'll flick the switch and use it ourselves. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman, announced that he was ending his Democratic presidential campaign, which failed to capture the enthusiasm, interest, and fundraising of his 2018 Senate race. Addressing supporters in Iowa, O'Rourke said while his campaign was ending, he planned to stay active in the fight to defeat President Donald Trump. Four people were killed and at least four injured at a Halloween party shooting at a Northern California home rented by a woman who falsely claimed she wanted the Airbnb so her asthmatic family members could escape the wildfire smoke. Gunshots were reported last night at about 10:45 in the wealthy San Francisco suburb of Orinda, where more than 100 people were in attendance. Orinda Police Chief David Cook said at a news conference there's no ongoing threat to the public. Cook did not address a possible motive or how many people are believed to be involved in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
What do he does the fungus once he collects it, right? Joe Mattini, your host, just in the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. Hope you are getting informed, engaged. Got a couple of sensitive stories coming up. I hope you can handle it. Finish this one, though. And we're talking about, you know, the California debacles. I mean, it was amazing to me that the legislators here in California think they've got it all together. They got it figured out. They got us figured out for a better lifestyle, but they don't. They consistently fall short, fall shy, whatever you want to call it. Now, the Birmingham University Foundation, or the Birmingham University students, they did stage a sit-in, not a sit-in, a die-in, I guess is what they're calling it. Because they don't want fossil fuels on campus. They don't want to pay more money. They don't want fossil fuels. How are they going to heat the place? How are they going to fix the place? There's so many things that use fossil fuels. Well, the students said that they hoped the protest would raise awareness, and protests also included gravestone props to represent the death of environmental activists. According to the BU Foundation website, the organization is nonprofit. It manages and invests gifts donors make. Sheila Doyle is the executive director of the BU Foundation, disrupted the lack of transparency claims that the claims by this Divest Bing group are not true. She said, I met with this group. I discussed how Bingham University Foundation distributes over $14 million back to the campus every year based on donors' intentions. She said, I listened to their concerns. I informed that I would pass it on to the foundation board. Now, the foundation and its affiliates are audited annually. They can check this out on their own. They are making moves in that direction. You know, these kids think, and I'm sorry, they are kids, but these kids think with a snap of a finger, you can change it all. Not a problem. Not an issue, right? I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, we'll hit one more of these. And then you're going to hear from young students who don't seem to get it. I don't know if they don't get the fact that they don't know, or they don't know what they don't know, or they're just not too swift. I don't know any other way to put it. You know, liberals who try to answer, what has Trump done for impeachment? You know, because again, how can you impeach if you don't know? How do you impeach it when you have no clues of what's going on? 855 real. Well, you know what? Maybe just why don't we do that story first? It's a lot easier. So apparently, I love this. But when you go out to college campuses, and everybody wants to impeach, not just impeach Trump, they want to impeach Trump. Right, they want to get rid of fossil fuels by getting rid of all the cars. And they don't really understand what's going on. They really don't understand what they're asking for, what they're asking for, what it means. What it's going to take. Like when AOC said, right, we're going to go green, like overnight. I mean, because I know if I say this woman, they're going to go, see how he puts her down? I don't really put her down. But this woman has decided on her, that every building had to be replaced. Now, I'm oversimplifying, but you have to admit, kind of where she was at. Every building had to be replaced. Every building had to be redone. Every building, it was craziness, man. It was craziness going somewhere to happen. And she didn't really care what you thought. That had nothing to do with anything. She was right, period, end of discussion. Now, that's scary. I don't care who you are. So now we have somebody who goes out on college campuses, and he's asking the students, what has Trump done to be impeached? What has he really done that deserves his impeachment, or this impeachment? Now, hopefully, I can get this to work the first time. Right? Cross your fingers. Let's see.
Hey guys, Benny Johnson here inside of the socialist state of California. We are asking people for Benny on the Block a very simple question today. Should Donald Trump be impeached? And why? I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Let's go find out. D'Artagnan from the Three Musketeers.
Hi, what's going on?
Should Donald Trump be impeached?
Yes. Yeah.
Should be impeached?
Most definitely.
Why do you think that?
He's just a complete idiot.
But being an idiot isn't an impeachable offense by the Constitution.
No, but, the other things that he has done that are impeachable.
Like?
I'm sorry. I can't get them all. I'm trying. All right. I'm going to keep playing it. I'll try. That's the board up to keep his finger close. Bye. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But, these guys on campus, this is... Turning Point USA put this out. But none of these kids can tell you what's done wrong, what's happened.
Like, now I'm blanking. Help me out here. his impeachable offenses. Because, like...
Which one?
Yeah.
What do you think...
Again, back to... They can't answer the question. He needs to be impeached for what he's done. What's he done? I don't know. All the stuff he's done. Well, what stuff has he done? Can you be specific? No, you can't.
He's done that's impeachable.
I feel like somebody should have taken away that man's Twitter account a long time ago.
Donald Trump should be impeached for his tweets.
Yes.
So, now tweeting something you don't like. See, it goes back to the free speech part. Goes back to the part where they really don't get it. You have a right to say, you're saying what you want on college campuses. You're speaking the way you want. If I ask you to tone down your language, I tell you that I'm offended by some of the things that you're saying, what happens? They'll tell you that they can say whatever they darn well please.
Should President Donald Trump be impeached?
Yes.
Why do you think he should?
I just think he's doing a bad job, and I can't stand a lot of the things he says.
So now impeachment... doesn't apply to high crimes and misdemeanors. It applies to you making me feel bad. It applies to anything you do that I'm going to be uncomfortable with. And this, my friends, comes from ignorance. This comes from us not teaching our kids properly. This comes from, dumbing down some of the school districts. I mean, some of the school curriculum. These kids need to know history. They need to know what was meant by this. You cannot, if you can impeach a president, just because of the way you feel. What's going to happen in the future when there's a Democrat president and Republicans feel put out? What do you think?
Is that impeachable?
Yeah. By law, I'm not sure about that.
No, but no. By law? Well, we don't care about the law, so.
Should Donald Trump be impeached?
I think he should be, just because he should be held responsible for his actions.
What actions are those? Could you tell me exactly what the high crime and misdemeanors are?
Yes.
Why do you think he should be impeached?
Because he should be held responsible for his actions.
What? Yeah, what actions? What actions?
Which actions specifically?
I don't want to go into it.
Because I don't know. I don't want to go into it because I don't have a clue. You've caught me off, and I want to look smart, but I realize what you've done to me now. Now I look like a flaming moron.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's just too much, and I don't know. I don't really want to get into it right now.
Should Donald Trump be impeached?
I think he should.
Why?
Because he abuses his power.
They have no clue. They're looking around like, why should he be impeached? I don't like him. I don't want him as president. He's got to go. Again, it shows you we're no longer law-bound. We're no longer a country that's ruled by law. Now we're ruled by feelings. How do I feel? What do I think should be done? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is where we've come. This is where this country has come to now. If you don't start teaching your kids, and a lot of you can say, they're going to grow out of it. You don't. When? I hope it's before they're 30. We just had a congressperson resign who's just 32. You've got three others up there that are young that are having all kinds of trouble because they don't understand the law. They don't know what their job is. And that's the biggest problem. They don't know what their job is. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Title on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Now, we were playing a clip about, first I thought it was just on college campuses, but my God, the guy is in a local city running around talking to people. I'm amazed at how much they don't know. But he's mostly talking to younger people. And he's asking them, should President Trump be impeached? Almost every one of them say yes. And then he says, for what? And there's silence. Probably another minute or two of this and that's it. But again, when you have people who have no understanding of the law and think a president could be impeached just because you don't like him or don't like what he says, what does that say to the bigger picture?
In what way, though?
In a way that he kind of, like, thinks that he can get away with anything.
What did he get?
Yeah, they don't know what he got away with. They don't know even what he said most of the time when you asked the question. Not one of these has been able to pinpoint a specific issue that could be considered high crime and misdemeanor.
Away with.
His phone conversation with, like, everything that he, like, talked about, like, everything that he's trying to go through with, like, the Bidens and everything.
And everything, and like, and everything, and like, and everything that he's trying to go through, like, and everything. Seriously. These are the people who are going to be running this country someday. Is that your kid? Your daughter? I'm just asking for a friend.
His phone conversation and everything. What do you think?
I mean, I don't think he ever should have been in office. So, yeah, I agree. He should be impeached.
So he didn't vote for him. He should be impeached just because he... Is this anybody else being, like, totally disheartened by this? They don't get it. They get out and vote. Get your friends to come out and vote. Change it. Turn it around. Make a change. It's that simple.
Because he should have never been in office, he should be impeached.
I mean, he's not even a politician. He's like a...
Now, this guy's about to make a statement that he heard from others. He doesn't even know. When he's looking around going, like, he's not even a politician. He's what is he?
Failed business owner or something?
Wrong. Should Donald Trump be impeached?
I mean, the guy's just a...
I mean, he just doesn't like him. This guy has a lot of beeping going on if I keep going on with that one. But again, it goes back to the fact that there's no real reason why he should be impeached. Not one of them will give you a solid reason. All they're going to tell you is, yes, he should be. And that's scary. That's a problem. That's an issue. Does it come from a lack of education? Does it come from these people just simply deciding that not liking the president, not liking someone, whether they've been duly voted or not, means that they have to go? Are we going to get the same power, same ability? If Hillary Clinton threw her name in the ring and she got voted, or she got voted in, can we remove her because we don't like her? Can we impeach her because we don't like her? Shady gears on you here. Kentucky shirt maker wins discrimination case over the LGBTQ festival. Now, here's the thing. These festivals go on everywhere. The parades go on everywhere. Nobody's keeping them from letting it happen. But it goes back to the baking of the cake, the photographer. They're going to force you to do what they want you to do, what they believe you should be doing. You're going to do things their way or else. In Frankfort, Kentucky, on November 1st, the Kentucky State Supreme Court ruled in favor of a Christian business owner who declined to serve an LGBT pride festival. He was punished by the local government for his discrimination. Now, the more and more of my Christian friends I talk to, they talk about, you know, we're not supposed to judge, but we are. The Bible tells you to judge what's good and what's evil. You're supposed to know the difference. How can you guard yourself against good and evil if you don't know what good and evil is? We're supposed to fight evil. How are you supposed to fight it unless you can call it out and know what it is? Are you telling me you're not supposed to judge? Are you telling me that you're not supposed to look at a guy committing adultery or girl committing adultery in the Christian world and within the Christian faith? Not that you're supposed to walk up and stick your finger in their face, but you can't call that sin out for what it is. Are you truly saying that? Today's decision makes clear that this case never should have happened, said Jim Campbell, senior counsel with the group Alliance Defending Freedom. He argued the case at the print shop for the print shop owner, Blaine Adamson. The First Amendment protects Blaine's right to continue serving all people while declining to print certain messages that violate his faith. Now, the case of the Lexington Fayette Urban County Human Rights Commission versus Hands-On Originals. See, these human rights commissions are almost dangerous sometimes. They have all the answers. You either do what they tell you to do or else. They don't care about your religious beliefs. They don't care about any of that. And I'm not talking about archaic religious beliefs where some groups believed that blacks were inferior. I mean, the majority of the Christian world does not believe that. There are some idiots out there that still do. Notice I said idiots. Not in the Bible. Not real. The case of the Lexington Fayette Urban County Human Rights Commission versus the Hands-On Originals dates back to 2012. The print shop Hands-On Originals, owned by Blaine Adamson, it was asked by the Gay and Lesbian Service Organization to print shirts promoting the Lexington, Kentucky Pride Festival. Now, Anderson declined, saying that, you know, to print shirts promoting such a festival would violate my Christian beliefs. He referred the organization to another vendor who would serve them. So they weren't without service. They didn't go without. It wasn't they couldn't get service. They wanted to force that person to do it. The owner said, I'll work with any person, no matter who they are, no matter what their belief systems are. Now, after oral arguments in the case before the Kentucky Supreme Court, he said, but when I'm presented with a message that conflicts with my faith, I just can't do it. Right? I mean, can you imagine somebody coming into a Christian organization, a Christian print company, where it says abortions are safe and fun? Would we expect them to print that? And I say that in jest, but you'd be surprised what's out there. You'd be surprised, because some of you, I know they're not on Facebook, you're not on social media, you're not in any of that stuff. You'd be surprised as what they're pushing out there that we should accept and agree to and understand. In 2014, the Lexington Fayette Urban County Human Rights Commission, they ruled that Addison had violated the city's anti-discrimination ordinance, that the commission required him to receive diversity training. So in other words, he had to go to training that taught him that his religion, his belief system didn't matter, that it had to be changed for whoever walked in his front door. Right? Can you imagine going into, I don't know, gay bake shop or a bake shop owned and run by a gay couple and asking to make you a cake that God says marriage is only between a man and a woman? How do you think that would go over? Seriously. Would they be brought up in front of the Human Relations Commission? Now, the city's Human Rights Commission lacks statutory standing to make a discrimination claim against Hands-On Originals. The court's opinion by Justice Lawrence Van Meter stated as the complaint was brought by the organization and not an individual. Now, while Addison had inquired about the nature of the festival, he was requested to print shirts. He did not ask about the sexual orientation of the organization's representation. Furthermore, when the Gay and Lesbian Services Organization then filed a complaint with the Lexington Human Rights Commission, the record is clear that no individual claimed Hands-On had discriminated. That was according to the opinion. The city ordinance in question bars discrimination against individuals. The court said that, yet in this case, because an individual did not file the claim, but rather an organization did, we'd have to determine whether the organization is a member of a protected class. So it could have gone a whole different way, right, if it was done against an individual? Is this saying that if an individual walked in and said, hey, I want you to print shirts that are against your belief, that he'd have to do it? Now, we've already seen rulings go the other way, right, that your religious belief does not have to be infringed upon. You can stand up for what you believe. You can stand up for what's right. A concurring opinion by Justice David Buckingham went further in saying that the city's Human Rights Commission actively tried to compel Hands-On Originals to engage in expression with which it disagreed. Now, Hands-On was in good faith objecting to the message. This is the Supreme Court writing, well, not the state Supreme Court writing this. Now, he cited the federal Supreme Court's ruling, or the United States, excuse me, Supreme Court's decision in Janus versus AFSCME. He wrote that when speech is compelled, individuals are coerced into betraying their convictions. Forcing free and independent individuals to endorse ideas they find objectionable is always demeaning and wrong. Don't give up your faith. Stand up for your faith. Stand up for what you believe. Joe Messina, your host. You can listen to The Real Side. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for just joining the show, being a fan, being a listener. God bless. Have a great rest of the day and be safe.